Good Shabbos once again to everybody. So Shviyah v'Eschanan has some of the most stirring psukim, say such a thing, in all of the Torah. Lomei rubchem mikol ha'amim, b'chashak Hashem b'chem, v'yivchar b'chem, ki atem ha'ma'ad mikol ha'amim, ki mi'avas ha'sa Hashem eschem, v'mishamro ha'sa ha'shvua, Kadosh Baruch Hu loved us, and he, of course, kept the promise, ha'kel ha'ne'man, shomir ha'bris v'ha'chesed, right, Hashem Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishaker, the promises that were made to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The Ramban says, you know, the Torah doesn't really explicate what the basis of this Ava is. But the Ramban quotes from Chazal that it's the quality of Mesiras Nefesh by Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael is demonstrated and manifest throughout innumerable historical circumstances, a willingness to sacrifice when necessary, right, as dictated by the halacha of the Gimel Chamuros, Vishas Hashmad, Beferhesia, Bichtei Lahavir Ladas, all of the parameters being met. Klal Yisrael is, the Oz Be'umos in that respect, O Yehudi Otzalov. I try to develop a little bit more is the direct antecedent to that, where the Havamina is that, Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in numbers, right? Lo meirub chem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem b'yivchar b'chem, ki atem ha'ma'at mikol ha'amim, right? Rashi quotes that you're ma'amitin atzmechem, so Moshe and Aaron said v'nachnuma, Avram Avinu before that said anochi afar v'efer, and all this to be contrasted with Nevuchadnezzar and Sancheiriv, the power isn't mentioned here, but of course, the Li'ori v'ani Asisi, right? The Koresh, right? With all of his, self-aggrandizement, even Chira Melech Tzur, comes in for a criticism here in this Rashi. So the point is that there's a certain anivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds enchanting, rightly so. It's very ingratiating when you meet somebody who's self-deprecating, your mimat in atzmechem, but it really bears a fuller treatment. Lo meirub chem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem b'chem. And it's a very fascinating thing that clearly there was a havamina that Kadosh Baruch Hu would be interested in numbers. And we see this pathology, sadly, really, all around us, not only in the stock market, where it's almost axiomatic that, of course, what people are interested in is numbers or that's the whole point, is to make as much as one possibly can. But it infiltrates religious sensitivities and sensibilities, and that is really a shame, right? And for all of the, and I'm a participant myself, Daf Yomi and Mishnayos Yomi, etc. But what we're at risk for in terms of allowing the quantitative approach to kind of dominate our religious mentality is, first of all, losing a sense of appreciation for just the significance of being in touch with Torah Hashem. Rav Shatursky, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, said, and I think you appreciate this more and more with time, that the greatest aspect of Talmud Torah is the contact with the Dvar Hashem. It's critical to accomplish, to achieve, to be ambitious. We just talked about Divrei Torah Mechudadim Beficha, but right, the point is a communion with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Of course, one wants to master what there is to master, but we can't ever lose sight of that numinous dimension. But beyond that as well, people talk about, what's the enrollment of the school, what's the size of the shul, and sometimes we forget that the Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 students and didn't turn out too well, and then he had five, but he had the right five: Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, v'hein heim himidu Torah osashah. That quality over quantity. So part of what we discussed in the previous aliyah, lo teikar diburcha labam, that it frames one's sense of perspective in the world. It gives one a lens. It gives one the Weltanschauung. How do I perceive the world around me? So this pasuk is critical, right? The goal is not to grow and to grow at all costs. And bigger isn't always better. And, right, to do something well is better to do three times as much poorly, or five times as much, even, in a more specious kind of a way. So the point is that we always have to ask ourselves, v'halachta b'drachav a little bit here, You know, are we looking for the rove or are we looking for the quality? Clearly, in choosing us, Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking for the quality. So, of course, there was the issue of fealty and fidelity to one's word, which is a cardinal virtue in life. But also, as the Ramban explains, Mi'avas Hashem Eschem, right, there were goyim rabim v'atzumi mimecha. There were shiva goyim rabim v'atzumi mimecha. Hashem passed on all of them, as well as many, many others, right, at least 62 others. There's 63 others, if you will, because there's a special quality to Klal Yisrael, and that was the quality of Mesiras Nefesh. So once again, we have to be very guarded in terms of our religious mentality of not allowing the kind of transactional, or if you will, quantitative approach to become pervasive.